to the US next, where today is the deadline for the US Justice Department to release all files related to Jeffrey Epstein, who died in a New York prison in 2019 while awaiting trial on allegations of sex trafficking. Donald Trump signed the Epstein Files Transparency Act into law last month. Yesterday, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a batch of about 70 photos from Epstein's estate, which include a photo of Bill Gates standing beside a woman whose face is redacted, along with former Alphabet president Sergey Brin at a dinner event. Appearing in the photos is not any evidence of wrongdoing. The pictures also show passports, maps, and a screenshot of a text message saying, "I will send you girls now." David Smith is with us. He's Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian newspaper. Morning, David. Thanks for taking our call again today.
Morning.
Tell us more about what's been made public and its context, David.
Yeah, 68 images released by House Democrats on the Oversight Committee. As you mentioned, it included a screenshot of a text conversation where someone writes the words, "I will send you girls now." There's also some photographs, particularly of a woman's body with quotations from the novel Lolita, which is obviously a notable book about a professor obsessed with a young girl. There were several passports with names redacted, but clearly belonging to women from Russia, Lithuania, Ukraine, and other countries. And as you mentioned, photographs of famous people such as Bill Gates and Noam Chomsky and Woody Allen and others, but very little context for many of these documents and images. Often there's no real explanation of where they came from or who wrote some of these messages, but Democrats say it's just important to get this material out there as soon as it's available.
Why now?
Well, Democrats argue that you know, they're getting this information under subpoena from Jeffrey Epstein's estate and want to put it in the public domain. I think many observers would take the view that there's also a political motivation here. They really want to pile pressure on Donald Trump, especially because something that is separate, which is the Jeffrey Epstein files held by the Justice Department, are indeed expected to be released on Friday. Democrats want to make sure that happens, that there's no kind of cover-up. And indeed, there are concerns that even if the files are released on Friday, there'll be all sorts of redactions or certain items held back. And that would probably just mean that the frenzy, the intrigue over all of this continues.
Do people who support Donald Trump care about the Epstein files, David?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think some of them certainly do. And it's been an animating feature for Trump's Make America Great Again movement. That's one of the reasons why it's so politically toxic for him. Normally, these scandals can be dismissed as part of the deep state or something conjured by the Democrats. This time, Trump's own supporters have been fed conspiracy theories for years, including about Epstein. And during the election campaign, Trump promised to release them. On the other hand, in recent months, as this has become more of a partisan political issue, there are certainly some voices who support Trump who went quiet on it or started to dismiss it and take it less seriously. And in terms of the broad political landscape, when there were elections last month in places like Virginia and New Jersey, you know, voters were not telling pollsters, "I'm going to vote because of the Epstein files." They were saying things like affordability and the cost of living. But all of that said, I think these are negative headlines that feed a climate where things are turning sour for Trump at the moment. His approval ratings are low and Republicans are turning against him, and the Epstein files could deal another blow to his presidency.
Separately, David, the Kennedy Arts Center, most recently in the news because it hosted the FIFA World Cup draw, it's going to be renamed, yes?
Indeed, this is a place that I know well. I was at that World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center Honors, and I'm a regular there. But on Thursday, the Kennedy Center board held a meeting and voted to rename it as the Trump Kennedy Center. The White House claimed that was a unanimous vote. That's disputed by some of the Democrats who are on that board. There's also legal objections to whether this is actually going to happen, although Trump's allies are celebrating it all over social media and even putting out logos that say Trump Kennedy. In fact, the name is decided by an act of Congress, and there are certainly many who argue what the Kennedy board said carries no weight. But even so, it's symptomatic of Donald Trump's takeover of Washington and just inserting himself into all sorts of aspects of life in America that presidents don't normally do, including arts and culture. And certainly his critics view that as an authoritarian move, an attempt to, you know, rewrite cultural narratives in his own favor. And there's certainly been fierce criticism of this particular maneuver by former President John F. Kennedy's family, who say, you know, Donald Trump is diametrically opposed to JFK's values.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, thank you again. It's 7:30. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Karen Carty has the latest news.